I was riding by this house, and I think I'm just outside of Eastview, Kentucky, and I saw all these birdhouses and knew I had to stop to the gentleman who was coming out to get his mail. Could you tell me your name?
My name is James R. Love.
And you say you're a minister?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and tell me a little bit about your ministry.
Well, I've been a minister for 40 years, pastored several churches in the surrounding area here, and been involved in several revival meetings in other parts of Kentucky and Tennessee and Mississippi. Just growing old and now semi-retired.
May I ask how old you are?
I'm 82. And I still fill appointments and fill in with vacancies once in a while for sometime weeks and sometime months. And just love the work, and I love the people. I love being a part of people's lives and enjoy with them what's good and wholesome. And we're losing so much in these days. Farmland has been split up into small tracts, and much of it covered in subdivisions and so on. It's affecting wildlife and everything else, you know, and I think mankind too. The thing I like about my birds, that's what we want to talk about. Well, after I sort of retired and had a lot of time, children began to buy me shop tools and things, and I went to building some things that I enjoyed. And birdhouses and feeders and so on were one of the things. And I had never paid that much attention to the birds until after I put my boxes up and my feeders up. And I became interested in the way the birds intermingle with one another. They'll come in here, I'll have sometime 15 or 20 different types of bird, some up on the feeders there and some on the ground, and there'll be a different kind, doves, red birds, jay birds. They all just seem to congregate and enjoy everything together, and it just makes you think that the animals are both sociable and enjoy the things around them more than people do. People are always looking for something somewhere else, you know. But they just satisfied to fly in here from the woods and gather around here, sometime maybe 100 birds at once right around these feeders here. And you can a lot of time open the door and walk out, and most of them don't even fly away.
You probably know that verse in the Bible about a little sparrow.
That's right. And it says that the Lord, that not a sparrow falls to the ground without the Lord sees it, and the Lord knows it. And I think a lot of the nature that we're missing by destroying the habitats are going to be missed severely. We have some wild animals around that, coyotes and things that were brought in here. They're not native to this part of the country, but they've been brought in here and they've become very destructive. They kill small dogs and cats and other wildlife too. But the thing that I just enjoy getting up early in the morning, stand there at the window and look out here and see my birds. And we have mockingbirds. It's around here somewhere, and I haven't heard it yet.
You listen to the mockingbird?
Oh yeah, he gets in that tree right there. And
what does he sound? Tell me how you like to listen to the mockingbird.
Well, I just like to listen to the different birds that it mocks, and some of them are so plain. About the mockingbird, what I enjoy about it is listening to the changes, and it'll get where you can see it, and you can see the different way that it turns its head and uses its beak and making different sound, and it's so clear that you can tell the birds that it's mocking. I mean, it sounds just as much like them as they do. And
what are some of the birds that you hear it mocking?
What we call this, it's called around here these, I don't know what the real name of the bird is, but they call it the spring bird or the Peter bird. And you can hear that mocking bird and it'll sound like the one right there in the tree. And it'll mock other birds, these sparrows and all that are around here. It'll mock them, and you'll think that it's probably a sparrow until you look up and see the bird. And there's a number of jay birds and red birds that come in here, and you hardly ever hear them. The jay birds will make a lot of noise, but the red birds hardly ever do anything. And we have seen as many as 16 to 20 red birds here at a time, both male and female. I never did hear them here, but you let them get down here in the edge of the woods, and you can hear them whistling. And they just seem like that mocking bird can just about mock any of them. My son lives right up there. This boy just came. And they called down here one night about between 10 and 11 o'clock, and dark as it could be. They've got a cedar tree right on the other side of the house. And they said, Daddy, I want you to listen to this bird and tell me what kind it is. And so he walked out there a little closer with the phone, and I could hear that mockingbird. And I told him it's a mockingbird. He said it sings here all night long. And during the day, they don't hear it because it comes down here in the day and back up there at night. And they say all night long, every time they're awake, they can get up and turn the light on, that old mockingbird sitting out there just singing away.
You know why he's singing?
He's happy. I think that he's enjoying life, and he's singing to make people enjoy and take notice. You know, that a lot of times we don't hear the sounds that are really important. We hear things that are not too pleasant, but I just enjoy hearing them. We've got a problem bird too. You know, I want to mention that problem bird as well, and that's the starling. It comes in here and it wreck the other birds, take over their nest, or if it can't get in the box, it'll sit there and pull the nesting out, and I've been told that they lay their eggs in the other birds' nest and let them hatch them and take care of them. And they tear up. You can set out young garden plants and those starlings will pick the leaves off of them. I set out four squash about 2 weeks ago, Next day, I had one squash. And by that night, I didn't have any squash.
Just, you own a gun by any chance?
Yeah, I own a gun, but if I shoot around here, houses are so close. I've got to get them just in the right position. And then if you go to shooting around, that scares the other birds off. So I just kind of tolerate them, you know, and scare them off what best I can.
What's that? Did you build that Purple Martin house?
No. No, my wife got that somewhere.
You build a lot of these other houses?
Yeah, I build these here. And that is the only Martin that we have.
Just one?
They were about a half a dozen in here 2 or 3 days ago, but that's the only one that has stayed. So I don't know if they'll come back or...